Hello and welcome back to my podcast, Here to Grow. And I am your host, Honey. And together we can stay up, stay blessed, and stay encouraged. I'm so excited about that encouragement because I know where I'm encouraged from. I know that it comes from labor. I know that it comes from suffering. I know that it comes from affliction, persecution, and being reviled. But in that, there is something about being hated. There's something about being an enemy of a man that you don't know. There's something sweet about people cursing your name and hating you. People that haven't even spent a lot of time with you. It shows me that, you know, the time starts now for me to turn up that peace, you know, that gentleness and that faithfulness to the God, the Father, because the world is hurting. You know, the world sounds like they have it going on, but by the many stares I receive when I walk past people who are so miserable that their misery stops them from engaging with me. But just one engagement could change their lives. But they're so focused on being an enemy of Honey, hating Honey, that I'm able to see that their person is just like in pieces. And I'm like, God, I would never want to be that distorted. But it starts now. It starts right now that we become more intentional with our time. It's time out for us to listen to what every naysayer has to say. We don't have the time to go and have a conversation with every person that's a backstabber or a naysayer. We can't entertain things that are beneath us. Why? The things that live in the grass cannot relate to things that soar in the sky. That's two different heights, two different levels, two different frequencies. And so for me, I am the only person I see. Apart from my children or anyone that has been invited into my inner circle, anything else is coming, like they need to move out of the way because I'm coming for my day to be a brighter day by receiving God's love. And for me to receive God's love, that means I have to miss your attitude. I have to miss out on having a conversation with you for you to apologize about having the same character that you did last month. I don't like to waste my time. So if you know that when you come with me or you come to me with an issue or a problem, you know that we're going to get to a solution. And if you're not a solution-based thinker, then I'm not for you because the time starts now where I am exactly who I want to be. I am exactly who I want my daughter to be. Fearless, bold, radical. Right? Unchanging. No matter who comes around, she shall not change. Because we have to be a decided people to move like the called. Now, move like the prepared. Move like the valuable assets that we are. And we shall move in kindness. When I walk, you know, people tell me, hey, slow down. Where are you going? to my future. I'm walking towards my true identity. So I got a pep in my step, because there was a decade that I lost for thinking that being a foolish man was better than being a wise man. So I move on purpose. And in that, I get to see that everything in my life has intensified. That means me closing the door to people that have access. They no longer have access to me anymore. Especially things that refuse to change and evolve. So what I tell people is, when they have to take a step back from me, watch me from afar. Because if something's not, if you're that close and personal with me and you're struggling to allow this glory and grace to fall upon you, I don't know what you're struggling with, because glory falls from the head down. So whoever's next to me, you're blessed. It's a blessing to be in good company. It's a blessing to be surrounded with people who are not out to destroy you. It's a blessing to be around people that will put their name on the line for you. It's a blessing to have good health. It's a blessing to be pursuing wealth. It's a blessing to be a child of God. So in all of that, I am not cursed. So my attitude shall not be bad. My mindset shall not be bad. I shall move as if I am the blessed. Because I know what it takes to be blessed by God. And to receive a blessing, you have to be willing to mount up. You have to be willing to go through a waiting period. Because God say they that wait on the Lord. God is not in a rush to bless a mess. And on the last episode, I talked about the called. Understand, guys, everyone that is in church, that does not mean that they are called to that place. Some people just want attention. And I'm not on this podcast to get attention, because I wanted to be hidden, because I know when God pop you out in that light, all that you do will be exposed. Because so it's easier to stay behind scenes. Everyone wants these high accolades, but I got to make sure God, hey, listen, prune me in private. Correct me in private. You know, because I know God's correction is not fun. It hurts to be chastised by God. He will agree to, you know, suffering for your life until you learn the lesson. God will get you to a place where you mourn. And, you know, I don't have time to be playing with the king. Because I know that suffering hurts. You know, that fasting takes a lot of discipline. And I'm so proud of myself that I've been off social media since June. Man, I'm not even the same person from June to now approaching January. This is a wonderful time to be the woman that I am. Because I witnessed myself almost lose my mind with that open case. To not being sure about where I stand with God. And then I get to see God love me all over again. And without deception, without rejection, and I've never been loved like this. I've never been received like this before. So when I come on this podcast, I'm like, dang, I'm so glad that I don't make this podcast about me, because I'm not even that interesting. I don't have enough going on to come on here and pretend to you all that I'm the one that you need to be seeing. That's why I continue to point the light on the kingdom, because God is wonderful at being consistent and reliable. Like, okay, there was a prayer that I said this morning, and before I came here to do the podcast, God was already in the process of answering the prayer. They're like, all you got to do is this. I'm like, what? I prayed a prayer from the time I left my home, and I had 2 minutes remaining to pull up and drop my daughter off. So I didn't even get to have a conversation with my daughter. You know, it was so brief, because when I get into prayer, I just, I don't know, the Holy Spirit takes over and he lets me know what I need to pray for. And everything that he said out of my mouth, I'm telling you, God was behind the scenes. I get a call. Hey, you're on the radar. All you have to do is this. And it's not by my might, it's not by my power, the things that are happening, but it's the obedience. God say, I want you to do this thing. Even when I wrestle in my spirit, I'm like, I don't really want to do it. God, please don't add another thing on my plate. But then I think about the woman that I'm called to become. Right? I'm a woman of being able to handle a load of work. Right? And so that's why God said, you have to go back to the gym. Because I don't need you healthy just spiritually and emotionally and mentally, but physically, you have to be able to handle the call on your life. And I'm blessed to have God see something in me that I didn't see at first. I didn't see this leader. I didn't see me being a person for all women. I didn't see this woman being willing to take my time with my love life. When so many people are like, you're so good, you should do this, you should. I'm like, hold on now. It's a lot of work to become. Right? And you never want to get connected to a person with where you are as you're seeing that you're accelerating. That acceleration affords you a different type of caliber man. So you have to choose based on where you're going, not on your current comforts. Because I have to have someone willing to be uncomfortable with me. Because it will be hard work for a man to be in a relationship with me. Because my friends say, man, I've never had someone constantly sharpen me as you do. Right? And I was like, well, you know, you can opt out of this relationship at any time. They refuse. They refuse to go anywhere. They could be around women that gossip. They could be around, you know, the miserable. They could be around the people that are settled where they are and don't want anything else from God. But they choose to be around a woman that's ambitious, with godly ambition, not selfish ambition. I don't even know how to think a thought without God. I don't know when it's time to move on, but there is an urge in my spirit to say, hey, move on from this. right? All that I am is just calculated in God's genius. And when you hear me, I am God's brilliance. It's not popular for, you know, a woman wanting to be modest in today's society. It's not popular for a woman to say, I'll take my time with my love life. There is no rush. Why? People want to win the approval of man, but I've already won the approval of God and myself and my children and my circle. I'm accepted as a single woman. I'm accepted if I become the doctor or not. Excuse me, with or without the doctorate, I am enough. With or without the promotion, I am enough, because I know that it starts now. It already started for me, you know, finding joy in the journey. So I love the process of not having to becoming, to receiving, to evaluating, to accepting, to rejecting things that are not for me. I did not skip the process. I am climbing the stairs of becoming honey. There is no person in my life that could take credit for the work that I've done and the Holy Spirit has done with me. I've belly crawled. I fumbled. I stumbled, but I had to get back up again. So the fact that I could say that the time starts now to see yourself for who you are, or see yourself for the work you have not done yet. Right? You should see an image bearer. If you don't see an image bearer, go back and do some work. That relentless, tiring work. Because what you don't want is to be in a position and don't have the character to stay. I say this all the time, because people get to where they want to go, but they did no character development. And in the 6 years, that's the one thing that God has been pruning out is my heart. All I wanted was success for myself. God was like, I can't use you yet. And in those 6 years, he was like, I know that you're raising those kids. I see you. I know what your finances look like. But I'm not blessing you just to bless you. I have enough selfish leaders out there. I need a generous leader. Generous with their love, with their kindness, with their faithfulness, with their joy, with their goodness, with their offering. So in that, I know that the time starts now. I go outside of my home and I'm recognized way more than I used to be recognized. So this call on my life is costing me more, because people can see me more. I'm more visible. And so knowing that the time starts now, it starts now for mothers to really be pouring into their daughters, because true queens raise new queens. If you are a queen, your daughter should be moving like a princess. Right? So I really love it here in a place of pause, in a place where we leave room for reflection. Because I can sit here and talk about myself, but it's not even me that I'm after. I'm after God's righteous hand. What are you after? The time starts now for you to do what? Are you comfortable talking to those 3 to 4 friends every single day about the same things and feeling empty on the inside? Are you tired of going on the job and saying, man, this needs to change, this needs to change? Are you ready to be that change? Well, if so, the time starts now. Are you tired of your mother and father going in the same cycle? Well, it's time for you to be a cycle breaker. Are you tired of seeing your sister or someone dress inappropriately? Well, it's time for you to get your wardrobe together. Are you tired of seeing these boys hang up, click up, being in these gangs? What are you going to do about it? The time starts now for us to stop griping about what we can change. Right? The time starts now for you to leave the job that you hate. It's not fair to anyone around you that you hate what you do. The time starts now for you to stop praying for the man or woman that you're only wanting to abuse. The time starts now for you to admit that you have an issue with lust, that you have a problem, you know, in your eyesight with how you look at minors. The time starts now for you to address that anger before you become a murderer. The time starts now for you to admit that you may be depressed. You know, over this past weekend, I had to understand that the time starts now, not just for me to have God to take me to new heights and have all these quantum leaps. No. The time started now that I had to be honest with my inner circle and say, listen, although I'm praying for these things, I'm overloaded because guess what? People are wanting to connect to this leadership. And guys, all I wanted to do is just have it to be frank. All I wanted is it for it to be just God and myself, for the to death do us part. Because I have everlasting life. I never thought that I would be a leader for the king. And so when God say, hey, I need you to maybe pivot this way, go acknowledge this one, go acknowledge, I'm like, listen, I just want to be with you. I want to be where you are. Keep the titles. I just want to be with you. But I understand that, man, good character is needed. So God is just using me where he sees fit. But in, you know, over the weekend, as I was sitting with someone that I trust, I had to tell him, listen, I'm a bit overwhelmed with the fact that I'm giving to people who financially aren't giving to me. No one's giving me an offering. Come on, somebody. For all of this gifting that I'm giving out for free. But it's costing me something. And I had that particular person look at me and say, you're not doing it alone. How can I live with you? Guys, what I learned in that moment is that I can be vulnerable. I can be accepted. And I can be encouraged. Because I was expecting that person to say, well, you know what? You do too much. You know, just stop. Cease. And, you know, retreat. Go back to doing what you are comfortable doing. That person didn't say that to me. That person says, I'm here to help. How can I help? How can I serve you? Can you list out the things that are overbearing? And we sat there and combed through and be like, And once we create a solution, I'm like, that was easy. What I needed was wise counsel. So the time starts now for us to not pretend that we don't need help. It's ridiculous for us to be this grown, this mature, and refusing help because my brain was about to pop. And I'm telling you, I'm around people that have it together. You know, they're blessed in abundance, right? They've been in their season of milk and honey for a while. And, you know, and I'm having to be around them meek and mild and happy for them. And still be honest, you know. You know how some people may be around the wealthy or the rich. Sometimes they go put on these fake chains and they go get these fake bags and all of this to pretend that they're somewhere that they're not. No, I have to use exactly what I have to show that, you know, I do have it together too. It's just in a different way. Right. And so I have learned how to accept myself in all seasons and all circumstances, because it starts now to do that. Once you start faking it with people, you will always be fake. So the time starts now to go back and tell your children that you may have lost that job, that you're leaving home just to pretend. But when you out there, you got a bottle turned up because you don't know what you're about to do. It starts now where you reach out to an agency and say, hey, I need help with my rent. It starts now that we stop having our kids keep secrets about what's going on. If the lights are off, if the water is off, we have to allow truth to set us free. You know, before I came in, my daughter was like, Mom, I could tell that you're stressed and I'm stressed. And I'm like, dang, nothing is hidden. Even though she hears my prayers, even though she knows I'm in my Bible, that energy still jumped on my daughter. And it's healthy pressing that I'm doing. But I'm like, man, I got to rest more. I got to get quality sleep. I got to make sure I'm turning over these burdens. Because why? My daughter is watching. My daughter is seeing. My daughter is sensing. Man, we are attuned in my household. But I don't tell, and my daughter told her teacher like, hey, are you okay? She's like, I'm a little stressed because my mom is stressed. And when I looked at her, when she said that to me, I was like, wow, daughter. I was so proud of her for being honest about how she felt. Even though I did not want her to be stressed, even though I wanted it all to be well, it all to be good at all times, that's unrealistic. Right. And so I was so proud of her that she refused to cover her emotions by ignoring them. And she told me what she said. So we have an honor system. We've done so much quality time that we could share the truth with one another. So what I'm saying to you, it starts now that we become exactly who we need. And that's opening our mouths so we can be helped. Over these 6 years, these last 2 years with Christ, God has asked, had put me in a position where I had to ask for help. Because I work on one side of town and my daughter goes to school on a different side of town. I can't be in two places at once. It's okay to ask for help, sister or brother. Don't miss your opportunity or your breakthrough because you don't want to ask someone for help. It's time to go to your boss and have them do an evaluation about you. If you know that you are doing a job well done, what is next for you? Receive the greater, because greater is coming. And listen, I'm so grateful to be a part of God's greater, because greater is He that is in me than he that is in the world. I know you heard it. I know you feel it. And I know that you could taste and see that God is good. And, you know, I'm about to expose the truth that I am God's queen, lady, honey, having a grand old time serving God. Because he serves me well with his goodness and his favors, favor that overflows over my life and oozes out. In closing of this podcast, I like to freestyle because I don't want to be worshiped. I'm here to worship the King. So, Father, praise is what I do. You know, I want to worship you. It's because of the things that people can't see, the private press, you know, how the Holy Spirit breaks down the scriptures, just so that I can understand a slice of heaven. As more room is made, there is a personal interaction that happens that's so sincere that I mix myself inside of your sensations. God, I don't know how people question if you're real, because there's nothing of this world, in this world, that's telling us to lay our lives down. And for me to lay my life down, that means that you have to be a giver of life. And God, I just thank you a million times over for Jesus to be that living sacrifice so that I can be the voice of the King. I thank you for allowing me to be a disciple. I bless everyone on the other side of this. Guys, thank you for entertaining me with your time. Again, I'm God's Queen Lady Honey, asking us all to stay up, stay blessed, and stay encouraged. Until next time.